The Homestead Act of 1862 brought people from all over the world to our region. 160 acres of land could be yours to build a home and to farm. Today, we'll introduce you to a farming family that took advantage of that free land and is still here four generations later. As Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, their farm on the dry eastern plains has been touch and go over the last century or so, but a new crop could help a lot.
Andy and Lucy Cochis arrived in eastern Colorado in 1908. If it looked then like it does now, this is what they saw. High, dry plains were just about the only moving things are tumbleweeds and the occasional antelope. And here's the important thing, barely any water. Thousands like them would fail on this land. But somehow, Andy and Lucy didn't.
How they ever made it through the 30s, I have no idea.
That's Virgil Cochis, Andy and Lucy's grandson. He says his grandparents made it, even through the Depression and the Dust Bowl. They built a bigger house, bought a car, raised 13 kids.
I mean, they had to be tough.
That's Jan Cochis. She's married to Virgil. Today, the farm has mushroomed from 160 acres to 10,000, but it's still dry out here.
Sure it is. Last year, we didn't have any wheat. We planted in the dust, and it stayed in the dust.
They're still dryland farmers, which means no irrigation.
In this area, there isn't enough water to irrigate, or the water is too deep. And so that means all the water that comes from above.
And the forces above are not forgiving. The weather meter near the door says they've gotten 1.29 inches of rain in the last 4 months.
That is nothing.
It also says it's kite flying weather outside, which is a cheerful twist on dry, but it also hints at something else, wind. See, Virgil and Jan Cochis are in the middle of making a big change. We step outside to take a look. The Cochises have made it 110 years of unpredictable rainfall, fluctuating commodity prices, juggling side jobs, and changing crops to keep the farm afloat. Now they're taking on a new crop, air.
All right, so what are we looking at?
Well, I think we have a good view of our new wind farm, or our new crop of wind turbines in the middle of a wheat field.
A few energy companies have approached them over the last 20 years, but this is the first time one has actually followed through. Colorado's biggest utility, Xcel Energy, is about to finish building the state's biggest wind farm. We're looking at a piece of it, towering over the wheat fields.
And are those cows that we see out there? Are those yours?
Cows in the distance.
Yes.
Yep.
Looks like they maybe like the turbines. They're all nestled up right under that one.
Right.
The turbines stand 30 stories off the ground. Their blades are sleek and smooth as dolphins. Virgil says they look good.
What does it look like to you?
Money.
The Cochises have already been getting checks from Xcel for the last few years. First, while the company scoped out where to put the turbines, and now while they're getting ready for production. Going forward, Cochis Farms will get a minimum of about $6,000 per turbine each year. More once they start producing electricity.
Yes, so it's just like rental, sort of like rental income is what it ends up being.
Doing the math, that's a bare minimum of $180,000 a year. About a 60% increase on what the farm currently brings in a good year.
Which is nice because depending on what the commodity prices are doing, I mean, right now commodity prices are pretty low. And so it can be a nice supplement to that. And you might be able to buy an extra piece of equipment or do something like that.
Jan says other family members were skeptical about the wind farm at first.
I think their main issue was the fact that they were going to be digging these holes, putting all this concrete in the ground, and they said, well, then what happens if it goes away? Well, in the contract, it says if they would ever decide to decommission the wind farm, they have to remove everything.
That realization and the regular checks made the decision easier. Plus, they'll keep farming as if the turbines weren't there.
You can farm around them. Cattle can graze around them.
With the wind farm on the property, this might be the first time in 110 years that the farm itself will produce a reliable income.
So is the farm gonna keep going?
I think so, yeah.
Virgil and Jan's son, Michael, is out there now. He's the fourth generation of Cochis farmers.
At least it'll go one more generation.
And the turbines should start turning this fall. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.